USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Now we approach the moment that you've all been waiting for. Soon the cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech, rubber will burn, fans will scream, and the great American race will begin.
President Trump speaking to the huge crowd at the Daytona 500 in Florida, a military flyover. Then the President and First Lady Melania taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the black presidential armored limo, as fans cheer him on.
For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag, fight for the Harley J. Earl Trophy, and make their play for pure American glory. And that's what it is, pure American glory.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Democratic candidates looking to beat Donald Trump come November in Nevada, ahead of the caucuses there this coming Saturday. Early voting already starting in long lines of people at many precincts. Former Vice President Joe Biden telling CNN,
I just have to do well.
Do you think you need to win? You need to come in first place?
No, I don't think I have to, but I think we have a shot at doing that.
And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders speaking with his supporters about Mike Bloomberg and his comments about the old stop and frisk policy in New York City.
Regardless of how much money a multi-billionaire candidate is willing to spend on his election, we will not create the energy and excitement we need to defeat Donald Trump if that candidate pursued, advocated for, and enacted racist policies like stop and frisk, which caused communities of color in his city to live in fear.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some Americans stranded on that cruise ship docked in Japan because of the coronavirus, declining an offer to be flown back here to the U.S. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Thousands of passengers on the cruise ship Diamond Princess have been stuck on the vessel in Japan for weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak aboard, the U.S. offering a charter flight for some 400 Americans so they can come home, though they'd have to be quarantined again for 14 days when they get here. That's why Matthew Smith and his wife say they're going to stay on the ship.
We have a nice stateroom. We have access to the balcony. We are fed well. They provide all the necessities we need in there.
Smith telling Fox News the conditions on the ship are a lot nicer than at the military base quarantine facility they'd be taken to when they get back stateside. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on Mayor Pete and Rush Limbaugh, USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg said he won't take lectures on family values from conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, who suggested Americans wouldn't elect Buttigieg because he's been kissing his husband on stage after debates. Buttigieg said, I love my husband. I'm faithful to my husband. On stage, we usually just go for a hug. And I'm certainly not going to take lectures on family values from the likes of Rush Limbaugh. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.